The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Me, 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 me.
More nasal, please. I'm trying to make the kids laugh.
Oh no.
You just did the truffle shuffle.
So far, no sounds coming out of the kids.
I'm blind.
There we go. All right. You may hear little voices in here. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
We are here on Wednesday, April 20th, 2011. 420. We won't talk about that with the kids here.
As a matter of fact, best they leave before we play the show open today. No. Okay.
We have daughter Ronick Maya.
Woo!
We have daughter Spiewak Julia.
Yay!
And it's spring break this week.
Yes. Woo!
And the dads have the girls at the show.
The dads have the girls at the show. Oh, the girls are with the dads. The girls are with the dads. The dads have the girls at the show.
And I'm being very silly just because I feel like being goofy because I got little kids here.
Yeah, it's
and
different like every other day.
I like being goofy when I have kids on the show.
It's bring your daughter to podcast.
Today's show, girls, is about being polite. See, that's the joke. Yeah, Julia's a little older, trying to be a little cooler.
Yeah,
I understand that. I respect that.
More sophistication for Julia.
But anyway, let's turn that music down.
Yeah,
it's time for another impromptu edition of Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Oh, Uncle Mike, I love this.
First of all, let's say hello, Maya.
Hi.
Hello, Julia. And how are you guys? How are you guys doing today? First of all, I ask you the question, Maya. Are you happy to be here with your dad today?
Yeah.
You like coming by the show?
Uh huh.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Uh huh.
Have you heard your taped stuff that we put on the show?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to be in radio when you grow up?
What?
Do you want to be in like the radio business when you grow up?
Show business.
Well, I want to be a drummer in a female Beatles tribute band.
That's very specific.
I'd like to be in radio when I grow up.
Someday.
I had a chance.
Someday.
That's right.
Julia, now on to you. Were you asked to come by the show or were you forced to come by the show today?
Probably forced.
Oh, forced. He's a terrible father, isn't he? No, we were just
kidding.
Not really, Mike. Not really.
I have a question.
Yeah. Oh dear. What could
possibly
go wrong? I hope
this isn't the same question you asked my father.
They're under 16.
Julia, what's more fun, being at the podcast or surfing the interweb?
In the mic, sweetie.
Surfing the interweb.
What's more fun, sweetie? Coming to work with me. Or creating a false identity.
Now that's not nice.
I'm only kidding
that's
here.
That is really not nice at all. Maya, has your daddy bought you any presents lately? Just for being you?
Yeah.
Well, she looks at him to check him out. Mm-hmm. What did he get you?
He got me EB from the new movie Hot. He got it for me at Build-A-Bear, and he also got me two charms for my charm bracelet.
Oh, that's very nice.
And not for any special occasion? Was it for, well, do you give away presents for Passover and all?
Yeah, well, we did, but my parents did
okay.
For Passover. But
you're not supposed to do presents for Passover.
Well, you do, because you have to, similar to Easter, there's something you have to hide on Passover, a piece of matzah.
Or the bank. Okay. Hide the bank book? What do you hide?
A piece of matzah?
Yes.
Okay, and did you do that?
And we did, and in order to continue the tradition? Seder dinner, you need to recover that matzah, and she recovered it for my father, who then gave her a nice gift.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's very sweet.
Well, happy Passover.
Yes.
And that's belated, correct?
Yeah,
no,
well,
it's still all week long.
It's the whole week, the whole week Passover. Yeah. And Julia, what was the, when was the last time your father...
Would you settle down, please? This is my daughter, my firstborn.
I was going to say,
granted, she didn't recover the matzah, so she's earned very little.
You know, let me, you know, Julie and I are going to do some prepared comedy.
Oh, okay, nice.
Always good. I'm going to write down the answer.
Go with this, Julia.
Does everyone have spring break at the same time?
And
I think most of the schools
read that like a year. Okay, so Julia, when was the last time your dad got you a present?
1992.
92 works as well as that. I was going to go, it's my horrible writing. I was going to 1922.
92.
No, we thought about bringing you something back from Iowa. We did not, no. But you were on our mind. We thought about getting you a pink shirt, and your mother says, I don't know that she'd wear pink.
And, Julia, it was 1992 that you got a gift. What was the gift that your dad got you?
Lottery ticket.
Good luck with that.
This is a funny guy. She's got the comedy timing. So you're here today, and we are delighted to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. Any last questions? Buzz, do you have any questions for the girls?
Just one for Maya. Maya, did you enjoy reading the news that day that I was gone?
Yeah,
good.
Well, hopefully Mr. Burbank can get sick again sometime so you can come in and do the news.
Oh, yes,
again.
Play the odds. Better odds than those lottery tickets.
You did a great job.
I know what Buzz's real question wanted.
What was the real question?
Have you gotten your shots?
What the hell is that?
Or are there inoculations?
They're inoculations.
Because Buzz is getting worried about
scared
all the time.
Oh, scared of children.
Yes,
he
doesn't like children.
I'll ask you a question that has to do with Mr. Burbank. How do both of you feel about little kids in strollers? Julia, you can go first. What do you think of strollers? Do you like strollers? Do you care about strollers? Do you not care about strollers? How do you feel about strollers?
I think strollers are unfair because us older kids we don't like to walk. We choose to be pushed in a stroller.
You'd like to still be in a stroller.
All set.
Yes.
And Maya, how do you feel about strollers?
Well, I think they're meant for like babies and younger children, not for older kids.
Okay, all right, very good.
Point counterpoint.
Yeah,
little competitive.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's going to be a fist fight in the kitchen.
All right, very, very good. And let me see. On a scale of 1 to 10, we'll go with Maya first. Maya, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, how would you rate your dad on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh my God.
10.
10. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Ron right now. Julia, on a scale of 1 to 10,
I'm so glad it came
10
to
being
the
best, 1 being the worst, how would you rate your dad?
10.
That's you know what? You did very well.
Yes,
get out of here. Go to the kitchen, you two.
Love get over comedy.
Thank you. There they go. That's Maya.
The funny answer was 2.
Julia. No, you know what? The good answer was 10. Yeah. The good answer was 10. I like that. Yes. I really felt
well, love,
that was,
love over comedy.
Well, that was
pained
sweet.
Her.
Yeah.
Right.
It pained her to say 10.
Right.
Yeah.
If my daughter was here, the magic answer would have been 18.
You can listen to The Michael O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And here's a tip for all the weed smokers in the room. If you're going to smoke, always smoke with your fat friends. Because your fat friends will take the munchies to a whole nother level. Your fat friends are like, damn, potato chips. I'm going to go bake a cake. Yes, Fat Tommy, yes. Fat Tommy's at a rescue, yes. Some fat dude in your kitchen like... But he high, so he eating all the cake at the same time. Stop eating the cake, Fat Tommy. Start out with a cake and up with a muffin messing around with you. You see, you always gotta give that joke a few seconds. So the high people could catch up. You hear the late laughs? That's the high people. They don't hear the joke as quickly as everybody else. Like, you guys hear it as soon as I say it. The high people hear it a little bit slower. They hear the joke in slow motion. To the high people in the room, the joke sound like this. Stop eating the cake, Fat Tommy.
end up with a muffin messing around with you.
Yeah. It's the Michael Mayer Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Yeah. Hi, Cappy. This is MikeOmeraShow.com. It is Wednesday, April 20th, 2011, and we are over 6 million downloads and still growing every day, every single day. Our show is brought to you by Pro Flowers. That time of year again.
It is, Mike.
Here they go. Your mom likes the thoughtful you the best. You know, the one that pays attention.
What?
This Mother's Day, show her you're not a screw-up. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers. Just $19.99 gets you the beautiful arrangement along with a free glass vase vase or other specials. Help yourself and help the show by clicking the Pro Flowers ad on our website. And 2 weeks since I've been able to read a commercial like that. Thank you. It is so nice to have somewhat of my voice back a little bit.
And you should not, because tree pollen may be the worst ever.
It's off the charts.
I found earlier today on the Edge 105.9, I was going.
Do you find the congestion goes nostril to nostril?
My nostrils are so messed up from the nose breaks that I had in the 1970s, where my nose was broke. My nose has been broken three times.
Sure, I'm sure it was nose break.
Oh yeah, it's Robert Evans' single nostril cocaine deviated septum.
Yeah, you're just like Julie from The Love Boat.
Are you aware of a fact? And this is a true statement.
Yeah, turn that
crap off. Anyway,
that's Along Comes Mary for 420.
Yuck, I hate that song.
Sound like the monkey.
Song thinks the best
like
of
the
you.
The association. Do you realize? And this is an absolute truism. My friends like Buzz and Rob, maybe to a lesser extent Oscar, but Rob and Buzz probably know this already. Do you know that substance, that white powder, that evil caco, that cocaine?
Do you mean booger sugar?
That booger sugar,
candy.
That candy has never, ever entered my nose. I have
well,
never
sure,
done
not,
that.
Not your and nose.
Honest, no, but I've never done it.
Honestly,
I've,
it's not for everybody and certainly not for you.
I have never done it.
You never should.
I did
not even on your gums a little bit.
I've never I may have done a little licky lick. You know, just to
Mike, that
just
was,
to try to be cool.
That was Sweet Tarts.
You tend to already be a bit excitable, a bit animated, and this would just you'd rock it into space.
And
if you
always
were to
was
come
afraid
contact.
Of it. Mm-hmm. I always thought it makes you confident, mm-hmm. it makes you more awake. Mm-hmm. And I was around it during the last time I did a morning show, and I said this would kill me, and then I saw how people behaved, and I really, really hated
what did Cosby
the way people
say?
Behaved.
Cosby says on that great concert, he says, cocaine intensifies your personality. Yeah. He says, yeah, but what if you're an a-hole?
And Rick James said on a red carpet shortly before he died, is cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Cosby made a comment about that.
That is interesting.
It is.
Because Cosby, you know, you hear rumors all the time about Bill Cosby. At least I have.
Yeah,
in the radio biz that he might have enjoyed
know,
it at a certain
because
time.
If you did cocaine, you wouldn't become a doddering old man who doesn't make sense. So I'm sure Cosby never did it.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
Wouldn't happen.
No.
Anyway, welcome to the show. This is the Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday, April 20th, 2011. We're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing. And I would like to share with you a guilty pleasure that I share with Rob's wife. A guilty pleasure.
Is it me?
And no, it's time for me to lay out a television compliment.
Oh, all right. Wow.
A compliment for a television show.
Thank God she doesn't listen.
That has legs. I just once in a blue moon, I really enjoy the Judge Judy.
Goodbye. Yeah. I'll see you later. I'm
just
get really
love
later.
The Judge
now,
Judy.
Carrie, I guess, watches all of the Judge shows.
Now, here's the deal. I want to say this before we proceed with this comment.
Yes.
When I was in Iowa, and Carrie literally has not seen me play music on the radio in about 12 years.
Okay.
And I was very excited to show off for
and
her.
What a thrill it is to watch that.
Hey,
friend.
She made a promise on the altar of God to love and support me. Okay?
And those KCJJ studios that look like the Enterprise.
Exactly. Right. Very exciting.
Like Gretzky finishing a goal. Mm-hmm. Like like Peyton Manning.
Nothing but like net.
It's all I got, Mike.
Nothing like the Big Show.
It's
like
all
Peyton
I got.
Manning.
And the fact is,
back for a
she
pass.
Flew out there. I wanted her to be a part of it.
Like
okay?
Mickelson's short game.
I wanted her to come in and see it. I called her, and about 4 hours
see
later.
See this while you still can.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe. Every day could be my last. It's Have you gotten to the point yet when you lay in bed, you think, if I die before I wake, is everything taken care of? Is everything buttoned up? That's where I am.
I got emailed. It might have been Louis C.K. I think it was.
Right.
And you know, he's talking about he's worried about dying, like you're right. speaking right yes. now. And he's a man that's you know, right around your age. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, in the early 40s stage.
Equally as good looking.
And he's going, I'm worried about dying. I'm worried about dying. And he's in there with his lady friend or his wife or whoever the hell uh-huh. it is.
Right.
And he's going, I just don't know. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. And you know, all of a sudden you look down at the sheet and you see the sheet. She has reached down to his regions
uh-huh.
and she is beginning to assist, and he starts going, "Hey, you still thinking about dying? No, I'm not thinking about dying
That's right.
That'll do it every
That's
time.
That's right. Well, as I said, every night I think about dying.
So Carrie gets a chance to watch you
right.
do your thing.
I invite her to come in, right. and I start asking her to come in about 10, and about 2:30, I get a call from her on the cell phone. She says, yeah, I don't know. I'm in the hotel, and I found a station that just shows judge shows, so I'm going to hang out here for a while. And so really, Mike, she flew halfway across this great nation.
She loves her judge show.
To lay in bed and watch judge shows.
Right.
Now think about that the next time you watch Shindland.
She's on vacation. Would you like to know another factoid about Shindland?
Please. Yes.
Judge Judy Shindland.
Mm. Yes. Will she be celebrating Easter?
No, she will not be celebrating Easter. More important fact.
Yes. That would be news.
What's that?
College she attended.
Oh, yours,
American
right?
University.
The American University.
Fantastic. Wow.
Judge Judy Shindland.
How about
and
that?
I watched it, and you know what? Of all the judge shows,
yes.
her pure animosity, mm-hmm. her unbridled venom for the participants gives me just pure joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I really loved watching her. It's a traffic altercation. Mm-hmm. It's a guy that's a bit of a schlub, but he seems
amazing.
Like...
amazing. On that show?
He seems like an honest guy.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this sea woman and her sea daughter uh-huh. who are lying like dogs. Uh-huh. And it's obvious from the minute you see them. You know why?
Why?
They've got the eyebrow extension,
right.
which is...
Oh yeah!
The whole time right. the eyebrows are up like that. That's how you know
the whole
you're
time
being totally lied.
They look
up,
like
you know?
Theismann.
Yeah, look at somebody. Sometimes you stole my $20 bills, and somebody looks at you and goes,
"No,
I didn't.
I'm sure it wasn't me.
But I didn't." That's that right there. The right. cop will tell you that's
the,
lying. Right.
The people
there.
That go on these shows are the lowest common denominator.
Absolutely.
Because all they're looking for is it's primarily because I have an acquaintance that's gone on this program
mm-hmm.
before. It's a free trip to LA,
mm-hmm.
and it is some sort of compensation and hopefully a resolution to
right.
your problem.
And if right. I'm not mistaken, I believe the Judge Judy people pay the settlement to the winner.
Yes.
So if you go on, and even if you're found guilty, you're not responsible to pay the fee.
It's just
oh, really?
It,
I didn't
I
know
believe
that.
That's why it's small claims court.
Right. Yeah.
Like you're only talking about maybe 500, 800. It's not never.
But is it true that they don't get the pay? That, so in other words, when they rule against this lady, she doesn't have to come up with the money?
No, but the guy who wins does get the money.
That's
I believe
sucks.
That's
yeah,
the,
that
I believe
a,
that
I
is the
that.
Case.
But
if
I mean, part of the joy is that the disappointment is not only that she is ruled in favor of
yeah,
the person you're rooting for, but that that person that has lost the case yeah. will actually have to well, come out well, of pocket.
But the penalty is that you look like a jackass.
Well, that's yeah. weird. I remember I seen a contractor on the Judge Judy show one time, and he was explaining to Judge Judy, I can't afford you know what they're asking for here, so I'd be surprised to know that
maybe
the
I'm
show
thinking
stepped
of,
up.
I might be thinking of the People's Court.
It might
well,
be.
Regardless,
know,
maybe I'm wrong.
Let's
but
do
I think
math.
That's the math.
Even if that were probable, it would make sense because the amount of money you're putting out for settlements, because
mm-hmm.
you can choose what cases you're taking and
sure.
what's right. really involved.
Right.
Is probably equal to one of the cast members pay if you were going to have a scripted show.
Oh my God!
So
and the money, there's no script.
So you got $10,000 on the high end for something like really egregious.
Right. Right.
$10,000 is nothing if you're actually putting together a scripted show.
Right. And it was so buttoned up, and I only watched one case, right. and it was so neat and tidy. It was the guy road rage incident, and apparently the lady cuts in front of this dude, slams on her brakes, he hits her, and then she jumps out of the car, and her daughter jumps out of the car. Mm-hmm. and her daughter jumps on the guy's hood, and they're cussing him and everything like that. And
daughter hot?
And he's got, the daughter was reasonably hot. Uh-huh.
She had like maybe 8 months of hot left.
But she was 20, little too skinny.
Sure.
Trashy
with the, and she had those trashy eyes. Uh-huh. And, you know, they're dropping consonants like so rapidly. If you go to a court, I really think bad news if you're going to say, how are you feeling? Uh-huh. Or I'm not bringing that.
Well, you know what? You want to say the ing. You're allowed to do that if the person that's running the court wears a doily as a collar. This is a
I like Shineland because Shineland was, you know.
But you see, Shineland is not Carrie's favorite.
But hold on, she was rough on the dude, uh-huh. The dude, I'm going, you know, this guy seems like maybe you know he might have wrote. He did exactly what I would do, like, and she gave him crap for it. Like he pulled up alongside. Her and rolled down the window and said, "What's your problem?" Which I would probably do.
I've done that.
And you know, she's going, "Well, why did you do that, sir? Why did?" And I'm like, "God, she's being rough on him." Mm-hmm. But then I remembered Shineland. That's the bait and switch because Shineland will be rough on the plaintiff,
right? Just to make sure,
or the defendant, right. And then she's going to really go after the plaintiff,
sure. Right?
And then he brought the witness out of the gas station, Abdul, who had been sitting in the gas station.
Abdul,
was he from out of town?
It might have been his name. Oh. And he watched the whole thing, and it was like slam dunk.
Did all the time.
Slam dunk against the two lying ladies, right. Who were lying with their through
eyebrows
their teeth.
Up.
Yeah, with their eyebrows.
You are
up.
Renowned for having a BS detector. You have been for many, many years.
Right.
Shineland has a BS stopper. I mean, she stops BS in its tracks.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she does it for both sides.
Right.
Because, you know, I think really, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I think in a court case like that, you've got a couple of, you've got a lot of BS going on.
Right.
And it's coming from both directions. Yeah. You know, but in the case of the ladies, obviously, she got in front of him. You know, you've seen it. We've all had that happen.
Yeah. Sure.
Road rage. Somebody jams their brakes on. I've probably done it to people. It's a horrible thing to do.
I wonder how they find these people, though, because in the
people find them.
In the case of my acquaintances, the plaintiffs wrote in into her court and said, we'd like to be on this program. Mm-hmm. We'd like to bring this person to court. Mm-hmm. And then the show actually reached out to the person that was being accused and said, we've got a free trip to LA.
I'd love to find out. I bet that's
the template for 90% of the cases.
Okay, just curious.
I would love to find out, Rob, if that is true. I'd just love to know that fact. If it, you know, and it probably you probably have to get into the real inner workings.
And I'm sure they're
of,
not
Shineland.
I'm sure they're not really eager to reveal that. Now they're
watch out.
Who's speaking?
There are other judge shows that Carrie looks at. Do you ever look at Judge Joe Brown?
I've seen Judge Joe Brown.
I love Judge Joe Brown.
He's a bit of a hump. Too.
No matter what document he has, he can't see it. It's always out here or up here.
But he's good with the BS thing.
Yes, but right? Carrie's favorite of all.
Who's that?
Judge Alex.
Judge Alex.
I'm not familiar with that.
Because he's something
one.
Of a litigation heartthrob, I believe.
Yeah, he's a dreamboat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, she likes the Judge Alex. And there's like 40 other judge shows.
Yeah, there are.
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway, Carrie, if you happen to catch this podcast
she
sometime
won't.
In the year 2015,
no.
You know, if you're going on a long
Rob's
trip
dead.
Or after Rapper's passed away.
When you're putting together the tribute reel.
And you're tearfully listening to old episodes, you know, I just thought I'd give
tearfully?
You, give, wow. you, give you a shout-out and say hey. We're going to take a break. When we come back... A disturbing massacre.
Yes.
In my backyard.
I heard about this.
Mark Ronick alerted me to this. We'll be right back.
Girl, to be with you is my favorite thing.
Yeah. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by C.B. Lucas AC and Heating.
Mm-hmm.
C.B. Lucas made our living room studio cozy and comfortable. You feel that cool air we're getting right now?
I do.
I feel like I'm being kissed by 1,000 angels right now.
I feel like I'm in a Country Time Lemonade commercial.
Kissed by 1,000 These two.
Yeah.
They're wound up today. C.B. Lucas made our living room studio cozy and comfortable year-round. Mm-hmm. If you mention this ad, the one I'm doing for you right now, get your AC tuned up for summer for only, are you ready for this?
How much?
$69. This is the time of
year. Sit down, Mark.
We're going to have an 80-degree day today, and this is when people start thinking about the dog days. If you need a new high-efficiency system, call them for a free in-home estimate. Get 36 months, same as cash financing. It's another one of those deals. If you call these folks, if you get in touch with our friends at C.B. Lucas, you are truly a friend of this show.
Yeah. Yep.
For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for C.B. Lucas AC and Heating, or click their ad on our website. Okay, I don't know whether I get so much communication from different people during the course of the day via either phone, email, or text that I confuse them. And I think this was a text.
Yes.
And I believe that, man, I just felt that cool air come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Buzz just messed with the thermometer.
Did you just mess with it?
No, not just now,
but before the show, someone had accidentally set it on heat.
Who would do such
and,
a thing?
Well, I guess I did.
I switched it to air conditioning, and that's why it's nice and cool in here now.
Oh, I guess I did that.
Yeah.
I guess I
but
did that.
It's cool now.
Why would you do such a thing, Mike? Huh? Why would you do such a thing? How dare you?
Because the one little doohickey on that remote that shows either a sun or a snowflake,
right.
The sun and the snowflake look the exact same
way. They are very, very similar.
They're
similar. I'll vouch for that.
So I
how
dare they? Those bastards. So I think I got a text from Ronick yesterday.
How nice.
And a text from Ronick is very detailed in that he says, you have a dead bird without a head in your backyard.
Yes.
Wow.
A dead bird a head.
A killing.
Decapitated.
An evil dead bird.
Did he enumerate what kind of bird?
What kind of bird is it, Mark?
I believe it was a pigeon.
A pigeon without a head?
Yes.
The message never got there.
That's a bad
I'm
omen.
Showing a picture on Ustream for our Ustream.
You took a
right
picture
now.
Of it?
Yes.
Oh, is it nasty? Where is the bird?
Can I get to see the picture?
Next to the sidewalk.
Yeah, I want to see. Pull it up on the mobile.
Are you sure that bird isn't from Dumb and Dumber?
Some sort of prop bird?
The snow owl.
No.
The snow owl?
No, the owl, the bird at the beginning of the movie. Where,
oh, Petey.
Petey. Where,
Petey with the blanket. It's covered with duct tape. I like me the Dumb and Dumber. I like it when they go through the Rockies and they got the snot on their
a
faces.
Birds' heads are falling off.
Petey. Jeff Daniels, man. Wonderful unsung hero of that movie, Jeff Daniels.
Very funny.
Petey, the one-headed parrot. Parakeet. I don't know what I won't be able to comment.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could I see that?
It's not a clean cut.
No, it's not.
Whenever Rob plays this, I have to use this line from another movie.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just lead him a little more.
That's it.
What's really creepy.
What could do that? Certainly not Lucy.
Well, it appears that
maybe.
No,
That's a hunting dog.
I don't think a dog would do that. And Lucy's on a leash.
Yeah, it's a dog or a cat. One of the two.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah.
Would you stake your animal identification reputation on it?
I would.
I mean, that looks to me like that's quite a struggle.
Buzz Burbank, Pet CSI.
What if it was a rat?
I'm wondering.
No, wasn't
I don't
a
have
rat.
Rats around here.
Of course not, but your neighbors might.
That looks nuclear related.
I'm wondering if maybe somebody used a BB gun.
Ooh. Blew the head off?
Why would there be that many feathers around if
Why
they used a BB gun?
Well, it
head
hit
at
the
all.
Ground, you know, so maybe when it hit the ground, the
well,
feathers.
Well, let me tell you my
what,
identification.
What, did it fall from 40,000 feet?
My identification of that crime scene indicates that there was a struggle.
Oh.
That there seems to have been a struggle with the bird. And
and its wallet was missing.
Like, are there any real tough guy pigeons in your neighborhood that might have rolled this pigeon?
No, but there are fox around here.
Yeah.
There are foxes around here.
You big dummy!
There are foxes all over here.
You know what? I hate foxes.
All over 65.
You sound like Ace Ventura.
Yeah. This was not a boating accident. This was a... Where exactly is it in my backyard?
Right next to the sidewalk between the house and the garage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in
the killing zone?
Have you seen Carla? Maybe she.
What
out
Carla
there?
Ripped the head off a pigeon?
Well, you know, maybe.
No, but I don't think it was the dog because the dogs are always leashed.
It could be
when
could
we take
be.
Them
and
out.
You,
for
yeah,
a
you
walk.
And you keep an eye on them, but you don't always watch Carla.
They don't run, but I think we have all sort of the one thing that amazed me, even though I'm in a little city-fied area, there are different types of wildlife that exist out here.
Was
and
there?
I don't think a rat. I don't think a rat could have done.
Wasn't
no,
there a full that. Moon last night?
A coyote?
Okay, forget it. I just thought, is it still there this morning?
Yes,
it is.
Still there? I don't want to touch it.
No one does.
I don't want to scoop it up either. I don't
when
even want
to. When I was walking Maya in, I was trying to make
you
sure
made her touch
she
it,
didn't
right?
see it. I was trying to walk in front of it because it's pretty nasty.
It is nasty. I mean, wouldn't you think that? Well, if you see a
Festeria.
Cat. A cat would rip its head off and
right,
play with it
right.
and then say, F it. Right?
As would some dogs,
on.
Yeah, right.
I think it's more of a dog injury.
All right, well, anyway, I don't know what to do.
All I know is this, Mike.
It'll stay there until it completely desiccates.
No, shovel and shovel it into the woods.
Here's what you do. You put your hand inside a plastic bag. You put the plastic bag over
no.
the bird. You turn the bag inside out. The bird's now in the bag. You seal the bag shut and throw it away. That's what you do.
Thank you for doing that for me, bud. I'll give you the plastic bag on your way out.
All I can tell you, Mike,
thank you very much.
Is this, even a man who is pure at heart and says his prayer by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. I think you have a werewolf in your neighborhood.
I think you have a vagina between your legs.
Twilight.
Maybe later.
Is that Twilight?
No, I just saw Twilight and I thought
very scary.
Damn or luck. Werewolf.
Okay, round table today. First of all, update on the Big Duff, Mr. Ronick, an update on the Big Duff. Where do we stand on the Big Duff?
We are down to the spectator package. We only have 9 spots left. And
all right, now the spectator is people that do not wish to play.
Correct.
Just want to hang out and have
nine,
a good time.
9 spots left.
Yep, and then there's the platinum package and there's only 7 spots left for that. There are several more with the silver and gold packages, but you know, if you want to just be a spectator, now's the time.
May I add something real quick?
Go right ahead.
For those of you gentlemen that want to take a weekend off, maybe the wife or the girlfriend, or maybe just life in general, this is a good weekend to come out. And as I was informed, and I kind of knew, but it was confirmed a couple days ago, there will be some adult entertainment.
Yes. Very good.
Mature.
Yes. Jason, excited about that?
Oh, very.
All right. He's been flying real straight and narrow lately. I want the bad side of him to come out.
It will.
All right. The evil side. If we're coming down there.
No, evil.
I want just the evil fun. Side. All right. So you want to get involved in that. Let me see. I got everything on here except like the phone number.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, just go to michaelmarishow.com and click on events and you can get the number.
Phone number will be right there.
All right. Yeah, but why didn't we put the phone number on this thing?
Because we'd like people to go to the website.
No, we need to put the phone number there, too, so Jason can get a call.
I've got his number.
Oh, you got his number? Yes. Give his number out. Because
I
we're
swear, Mike, it looks like a werewolf did it.
And all suddenly right. The lilies bloom.
His number.
And he old Ichabod gets out the broom.
I quote one Claude Rains movie, and all of a sudden I'm gay.
Is
tip, tip, tip with the raven pecking.
703-628-1343.
Go to MichaelMaroShow.com, click on the Big Duff, or call that number, and get yourself a gold package. And so we're getting more spectators than we are players.
Well, as of right now, yes.
We want players for this.
We do.
Players.
And so we want players. So if you know a golfer that wants to get involved in this, you know, I don't want to be out there with like 10 groups and everybody standing around watching. That's not fun. I don't want panda syndrome.
And you have to play to win the prizes, right?
Right.
Spectators are not
correct.
Eligible
yes.
for prizes.
It'll all work out.
All right, so the gold package has everything included from the platinum package with the exception of the limo bus.
It's a great course.
The platinum package, which is only $50 more than the gold, correct?
Yes.
Is 18 holes of golf with a cart, range balls. Adult entertainment. We are such
adult entertainment.
Right. We are such filthy, dirty whores.
Why not?
Adult entertainment.
It.
What?
It'll be my...
You get a knobby if you go play
no,
it.
No,
if you
not
buy
quite.
The platinum package. 18 holes of golf with cart, range balls, adult entertainment.
Sure.
Southern buffet.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. How about a Southern buffet? Very good.
Remember the motto at the Big Duff, too, Mike. Guaranteed third base.
And now it's gambling, too. Have the chance to win progressive jackpots.
That's right. See you at the quarter slot.
No actual gambling.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Back. This is better.
Is it gambling
is
when all the fun is guaranteed?
You know, when
it
you,
isn't.
When you don't read the stuff before, which I should because I,
nah,
I so sweat the details. Private hotel room. This is funny. For the night of May 21st, a chauffeured limo bus from the hotel to the course and back. Access to the end of the world after party
right.
in Fredericksburg with food and dessert served.
Love dessert.
Two rounds of golf to come back to Cameron Hills. Hey, that's a good deal. That is
that's
about a $100 value.
That's the package with the private hotel room. Which is the package that has the communal hotel room?
That also saves you about $5,000 in legal fees for drunk driving.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, I would go with the platinum package. That's
oh, yeah.
what I would do. That sounds like big fun. A good time was had
and
by
And good
all.
News for you, Mike. My snarkiest friend, Patrick House, has already bought his package. So
really?
You'll get to Excellent. Hang with my buddy
oh,
Pat.
Oh, Patrick, the one that was at Jimmy's.
And walked out on his tab.
Love a show.
All right. For the, this is just for the you streamers.
Right?
Rob, you play the role of me. I will be Patrick. All
okay.
right. And you're not saying hi to me. Uh-huh. You're saying hi to Oscar.
Okay.
But I'm Patrick, and I'm sitting next to Oscar, having a conversation with Oscar. You
okay.
know? So,
hey, Oscar, I'm really glad to see you here at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Oh, I'm sorry, your name? Oh, wow.
Anyway,
Patrick was not happy.
I love my buddy Pat House.
So the massacre, we've gotten the Big Duff update, and yes. I want to talk about now something that's near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
Roaster chickens.
Mm.
Roaster chickens.
Now, rotisserie chickens?
Rotisserie
Peruvian style chicken.
It can be Peruvian. It can be, but I think that one of the phenoms of grocery stores recently has been the roaster chicken that you get. And recently we have discovered that the better roaster chicken may exist in the lesser grocery store.
Oh, I really believe that.
Because I have strong opinions. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
I will let you lead this discussion because you know your grocery store products, and then I will lay my little surprise find on everybody
else. I will tell you this. The magic of the rotisserie chicken, Mike, is the ability to get good, crisp, fowl skin all year round for pennies.
Yes.
Because it used to be if you really wanted to eat the skin on a chicken or a turkey, you had to roast it yourself. And that's the best part.
And roasting chickens, I think we can all agree, one of the better values, one of the better monetary values in a grocery store.
But a pain in the ass to roast a chicken yourself.
No, but I'm saying even though the ones that are pre-cooked, I've seen
them. Are we talking about $9, $8?
No.
For a roasted chicken.
A roasted chicken is like
$6.99.
Six and cheaper if you go some places.
Yes.
And the thing is it's volume, volume, volume.
And who has the time to cook, as Buzz said. Buzz, have you ever purchased a roaster chicken?
I have. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've bought them pre-roasted. I generally do roast them myself. I had Cornish hens.
What we need to do,
great.
Mm-hmm. We need to be specific. These are rotisserie chickens. Because a roaster is not cooked.
Well, it's a roast chicken.
Right.
Because you're roasting it when you put it on the rotisserie chicken.
My favorite, and there's a reason, is at Costco. Because the chicken is bigger, it's a little less money, and it's a better bird to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had delicious chickens at the Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse.
Okay.
But it's cheaper. They have great flavor, and they actually have like a garlic rosemary that's great. But the chicken is smaller, and you're paying more.
Are you ready for my wild card here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Bloom.
Bloom! Bloom!
Oh, really?
Bloom! 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 Bloom!
Now, I love Bloom.
I love the fact that you're being a lot more financially responsible given our new scenarios here in life.
That's right. Roasted chicken at Bloom.
I agree with you, but a man
Bloom
of your,
at roaster in, chi-
of
roaster
your integrity
yes.
and your fame should not be caught at Bloom.
I know you're
No, you know what?
Bloom- Every time I go to Bloom, I feel like I've gotten on a plane and hit it back to Bolivia.
No. Bloom is not like that. My reunion. Bloom is not like that. My Bloom is five steps up from Shoppers.
Well, you live in Lily
White. Well, Shoppers, I mean, if you're talking Shoppers,
my Shoppers
to Bloom,
has an entire aisle of Mexican colas.
Yeah, that's right.
it's
I bet
little-
you can get Ting.
I can.
I bet you can get Caribbean soda.
I can. And, you know, Inca Cola is not even. It's not even brown. It's gold.
If you can get Caribbean soda at a grocery store, that means Shoppers. All right, let's rank them since this goes. Let's take this from the chicken discussion. We got a nice big fat moist delicious.
I could just see one of our
rotisserie
listeners.
Chicken.
Ese es el señor Mr. Amara. He's a Bloom. What are you doing here?
All right, so you're taking. All right, first of all, your world markets, your H Marts, all those.
I take those out of
those. Those are not in the equation.
Well, I know who's at the top, and I know because of my it's in my body that I will never shop there because everyone goes on and on about it. I will never go to a Wegmans.
Why?
Because everyone tells me I need to go to a Wegmans.
You ready for the secret about Wegmans?
Yes.
Wegmans, not as expensive as you would think it is.
In fact,
I don't care if it's
right,
free.
Mark?
I'm still
Wegmans, fact, not nearly as expensive.
Let's go from the cheapest to the most expensive.
All right, cheapest.
Okay.
Are we going by price or by quality?
We're talking to both. You know, it's
well, Wegmans is your top of your chart.
No, Whole
as
Foods.
As far as classy,
Whole Foods is your top of the
you.
Heap. Whole Foods is your whole paycheck.
H O L E.
I mean, really, Whole.
What?
It's a Whole Foods.
Wegmans is right up there.
May I go?
Yeah,
May
go.
I start?
Go. Let's because I think we're going to be right. There are not many of them around our area.
No.
I would say, and again, it really kind of is classified from your general vicinity because some people have different grocery stores. But in our area, it is Bloom at the bottom.
Bloom.
No!
Yes.
No.
Oh, well,
Shoppers is below
Bloom.
No.
He's right. Yes.
No,
he's
really?
Right. Rob is
he's right.
Right.
Have you been to a Shoppers?
Yes, I have. There's one
Shoppers.
In Albany.
Shoppers is
and
lower
Shoppers
than Bloom.
And Shoppers is my primary store,
Shoppers
and
is
I
lower than
hate
Bloom.
It.
Shoppers is lower than Bloom. But Shoppers does have What do shoppers have the best of? You'll know this. You have to know this.
I don't.
What's the best thing you can get?
Oh, the donuts.
The donuts.
The colossal donuts.
The donuts. Like, the super big
giant
lard ass. Yeah. Have you ever had it?
Are
you
not?
You look at Buzz. Buzz is in a different zip code.
They
right
are.
Now.
They are amazing.
Buzz is no, I'm so not. You are not clued into this.
You know what?
You are not involved in
you
this.
You could That's stack two donuts. From
just
from
because
shoppers,
I've never had the giant donut.
You could stack two of them, frost it, and I've had birthday cakes that are smaller. These are huge donuts.
So you've been to Shoppers.
I have.
You've been to Shoppers.
Disgusting. Treat yourself to the donut.
I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, Shoppers is below Bloom.
I agree.
I would say, right?
Yeah, okay. I would think so.
So it's
corrected.
Shoppers and then Bloom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then where do you go after that?
I feel dirty and cheap walking out of Bloom. I don't feel that way walking out.
I totally
My
do.
Bloom has beautiful produce and hardwood floors.
Rob, Bloom was Food Lion. Okay?
I know. Yeah.
They can put all the hardwood down over those bleached hams
yes.
that they want to. Bloom is Food Lion.
That's fine, Mike.
Bloom is
That's
Food
fine.
Lion.
Ford used to make the Edsel, all right? Are you saying they can't reinvent themselves?
You know what? If Shoppers is your... regular
That's
go-to
my
grocery.
Go-to
well, no wonder if you walk into Bloom, it's like you're going to a spa.
Okay, yeah, it is. It's like Club Med. It is. Well, you know what?
Because Shoppers is lower than Bloom.
I think just above the Bloom is Safeway. I think Safeway has really fallen apart in 10 years, and I used to work at a Safeway.
And you are the expert on Safeway. I am not an expert because I do not go into the Safeway.
They're primarily a West Coast organization.
What they are doing is... really a complete facelift of all their stores
Safeway
on the East
is?
Coast.
Now. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And they all used to have the arch. They had what? Like a layout that was standard store
you
to safe, store.
Safeway's weak point right now is produce. The rest of the store is actually pretty good. But by the way, since you brought up Wegmans a minute ago and a price comparison recently, Wegmans on the regular aisles, not the specialty stuff,
right.
but on the regular aisles, Wegmans had lower prices than Safeway. But I agree, Safeway is somewhere in the bottom half
there
of the
you
list.
Go. There yeah. you go. Wegmans had that. So you got your, okay, you got Shoppers, you got your Bloom, you got your Safeway. Then you go to your Giant?
I think uh-huh, so. And you uh-huh. know that you're getting an entire facelift of your Giant in Manassas?
Really?
They've already got their gas station, their Giant brand gas station, uh-huh. and they're redoing the entire
the
store.
The one over here at 28 or
yeah,
the one?
The one in Manassas Junction, I think it is.
Manassas Junction. There's so many different places in this town. I get confused.
Up there by the, where I drive by on 28.
Where you drive by?
Yeah. All that's right, going to be an amazing store.
Really?
Well, all yes. these stores have realized that your Wegmans, your Trader Joe's, mm-hmm. your...
Trader Joe's. Are we
yes.
That's Buzz's favorite.
I'm not sure yeah. Trader Joe's counts as a grocery
your
store.
Your whole I beg to differ.
Their selection is very limited. You won't find everything at
the
Trader
best,
Joe's that you'll find
the
at the other stores.
The best roasted chicken I have ever had in my life is from Trader Joe's.
Really?
Really?
Well, yeah. The wow. food is great.
Like when we say rotisserie chicken that's been cooked.
You go and pick it up and they have different flavors like lemon meringue. They have all kinds
I'm
of different
I'm sure they have a lemon meringue chicken.
Lemon meringue
How about lemon
chicken.
Rosemary?
I just saw lemon something.
Lemon pepper.
I get the triple OG original. I see what I know and I walk away with it.
I would wow. be willing because that is a store where I have not gotten a rotisserie chicken, and I'll say rotisserie.
Okay, because
so you'll
I
be happy.
Well, no, I want the listener to be happy.
Rotisserie
I
chicken.
I can't be happy.
Pre-cooked rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. I think you have to include Trader Joe's, maybe, but it's
a little pricey.
Small. It is.
I think
pricey.
It's $8.99. That's why I said $9.
And too many hippies.
I got and I got none of this near me, but I have one on the way home. And you know what my favorite area grocery store is?
What's that?
Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter.
It's the Cadillac of grocery stores.
Overrated.
No, Wegmans is overrated.
A little pricey. Let me tell you, worst part of Harris Teeter
the
is
name.
Their stupid Quaalude-induced checkout system.
It is bad.
Which is ridiculous.
It is bad.
Where the checker has to empty your cart and then put it back in the cart.
Right.
It's a waste
it's
of time
system,
and waste of energy.
But you know
energy.
What about Harris Teeter? At least they flip and have checkers. I am so sick of going to Shoppers Food. And you know what? I checked for 3 years and I will not check my own groceries.
Wow.
Because I used to be paid to do that.
I hate doing that.
I will not do that.
I hate that.
Of course
I
you
love
do.
Self-checking.
Oh,
I love it. It's like having another job. It's
yeah.
fantastic.
But it's toil.
Can I check your groceries for you?
It's toil. All right, so we're ranking them. Let's see if we got this right. You got your Shoppers.
Right.
Got your Bloom.
Right. Yeah.
Got your Safeway.
Right.
Got your Giant.
Yes.
And then your Harris Teeter.
I think uh-huh. so.
Followed by your Wegmans.
I right. guess, because people seem to like it.
Followed by Whole Foods.
All right. And then, of course, my personal favorite, John's Grocery in Iowa City. And Iowa City tradition since 1948.
Well, if you're going to throw that one in, then let me go back to my hometown in Lanata's.
Yeah, but they don't buy a schedule on your radio show.
I IGA.
IGA.
The International Grocers Association.
I grew up with that.
Kroger.
Yeah, right.
Kroger. Kroger. Let's go. Not at West Kroger. Virginia. And, of course, the Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. Piggly Wiggly.
Right. Elvis shopped at the Piggly Wiggly.
Aldi.
A&P? Is that still around? Mm-hmm.
Foodway.
An A&P, Foodway. A&P folded.
Yeah, A&P, the Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company.
That's all the time we have for this stimulating conversation.
I enjoyed it.
Down the grocery aisle.
If you have the opportunity, I strongly recommend you drop by a Bloom sometime, grab one of their little roaster chickens, see if you like it. But I'll try
and
one
enjoy
of the
hardwood floors.
I'll try
Don't
one
slip.
The lovely hardwood floors.
Bloom doesn't sell
Do you want to go drinking after the show?
No, it would kill me today. Oh. I will get one of those chickens. At Trader Joe's.
Please do.
Yeah.
Thank
you. But maybe this
done
weekend.
Yeah, you should.
Now, have
yeah
you tried
Saturday this weekend? Day drinking, yes.
Oh, well, Easter's the next day.
So, oh, yeah.
I might, you know, really? That'll sorry be great on Sunday. See if Mike rises again.
There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Let me find where the sponsor is. My papers are all disheveled your today. Papers.
Now, while you find that, oh, yes, look at all the checks you have.
Oh, sorry about
you
that.
You must get to the bank.
Yes, exactly. I know.
Have you ever had a Costco rotisserie chicken?
I have.
They're fantastic.
I'll bet they are.
As far as the size, they're just huge.
Their stuff is always
good. Just to button this up, the one knock I have on all the rotisserie chickens is they're all overcooked. It's just the very nature of the product lends itself to having them overcooked.
I don't think they're overcooked. I think they sit on the shelf too long.
But you keep chicken that hot. I disagree.
I think if you get one just packaged, I think they're dripping with juices.
I don't
fairly
know
delightful.
I disagree. I think that they overcook them. They have to cook them a certain time because they're in a grocery store.
What size do you get?
I get the biggest damn chicken I can get.
No,
my
what, 16-pound chicken. No, what sides? Not sides.
Oh, what sides?
You get sides?
Oh, sorry.
Side
I was
dishes.
Saying. Well, last night Carla brought home a little potato salad.
Mm. Nice.
And I hate saying potato salad. I do that like on purpose. I'm from New England.
Potato it's salad?
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Thank you.
Potato salad.
And a little coleslaw. That's that's nice what we had
I
last night.
I love coleslaw.
And it was lovely. And we enjoyed it. I just think they're overcooked, Rob. I think
know
if you make one yourself, you can really check the temperature
right
and bam,
when's
it's right
out of the
oven.
When's the last time you've showtime rotisserie to chicken? Because that is the best thing to do.
Yeah, that is. Making it yourself is
that
the best
is the best.
Yeah. Anyway, that's chicken. It's time for the audio vault.
That is our chicken segment today.
Brought
Mike
to you by Vistaprint.com. Actually turned into a grocery store
segment.
It
did.
For business cards and so much more, it's Vistaprint.com. Checks, letterheads, flyers, folders, even rubber stamps. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint, V-I-S-T-A. PRINT.com. But please go through the link on our website. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, April 20th, and see what we got today.
Do you recall yesterday we had a guy who was very calm about watching a tornado?
Yeah.
Today we've got someone from Jackson, Mississippi who's very upset.
Okay.
And we go to WAPT. I know it's one of my favorite television
WAPT
stations. What happened, Mike? I got to let him tell you, but this tornado, this affected him in a most peculiar way.
WAPT.
And that's Jackson, Mississippi.
Through Northwest Jackson, it tossed cars and 18-wheelers around and destroyed homes. 16 WAPT's Meg Pace was there right after the storm.
What was going through your mind?
I'm finna die.
Eric Hubbard was sitting in a friend's car eating lunch when Friday's tornado came barreling toward them.
It was skinning and it got big going up. Dog, and it hit the ground and kept coming up. I was finna get the car run in.
Hubbard thought about making a run for his house, but his friend talked him out of it.
And I was scared.
Mike, he was scared.
He was what?
He was scared.
He was frightened.
Yes.
He was scared.
Scared. But wait, Mike, this story gets even more incredible.
All right.
I was finna eat a hamburger. It took it. And I don't even know where it's at.
It took your hamburger out of your hand.
Fries and drink. I don't know where it's at.
A tree smashed the living room of Hubbard's home.
It took his
hamburger
and his fries
and his drink,
and he doesn't know where they is.
And he was scared.
Oh, very scared. I'm sorry. I used poor grammar. Must be something.
It took his hamburger
and his drink
and his fries.
Tornadoes will do that.
Yeah, so be careful.
You got to hold it tight.
What you want to maybe roll your window up.
Absolutely.
If you want to deal with a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only is he horrified, not only does he have a tree in his living room,
right?
He's starving.
He's starving. And, you know, when you're hungry, you get more skate.
You do. Well, to lower your platform of how skate you want to be.
Skate.
Now, today is April 20th, and you all know what that means.
Yeah, it's
Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Mm. Buzz, what can you offer any insight at all on this particular day?
I have read varying accounts of how this started, but generally I think it had something to do with breaks between classes at college, and when 420 came around, that's when it was time to tune up with the marijuana.
That's what I
and
heard.
I believe that's where it started.
That's all it is. That's what I've heard.
Now, I understand there is a small portion of our listening audience that are marijuana enthusiasts. Very rarely smoke marijuana.
I don't think it's that small, Rob.
I do keep some weed in a cereal bowl on top of my refrigerator where the children can't get it I'm responsible like that.
Good parents.
And there are times when Carrie and I will, roll a doobie and spark up because I love marijuana. But I don't want to be irresponsible about it because I have young children.
This bit created 13 years ago on the old Don and Mike show and still lives today. And
who doesn't like to hear some of the old records?
I like it when it's separated a while. I haven't heard it in a while, right. So I must admit, on 420, I certainly am enjoying it.
I never get tired of it.
Rob, you're rather proficient in your use of marijuana.
Oh, I love it. What I'll do is sometimes I'll get a rolling paper and make sort of a marijuana cigarette. Uh-huh. But there are apparatus. There is a water pipe, or as I think it's called a boong?
A bong.
Bong, yes.
A bong, right.
Where you can, and sometimes, you know what I will do?
What's that?
I like send the kids to vacation Bible school and I don't have responsibilities, I like to smoke my ging in a water pipe. But what I'll do is I will fill the water pipe with scope, and it's almost like a menthol joint.
Well, yeah. Refreshing.
I love, smoking grass, and what'll happen is it'll really allow your mind to open up and see things the way they ought to be, which is why I love marijuana. But you keep it away from the kids.
You like the good stuff, too.
Yeah, oh,
you
sure.
Like the good stuff.
Well, I don't smoke stuff with lots of seeds or stems.
Right.
What I want is some really sticky bud.
The sticky icky. Go.
That's right. I love it. Which brings me to my next element of my audio vault.
Happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420, everybody. And if you come to my house, I invite you to pull up that stool that I keep in my kitchen and look on top of my refrigerator.
Your weed
right up
stool.
There. Yes, the weed stool. It'll help you reach the cereal bowl where I keep my marijuana. And, sometimes if I don't smoke at all, I'll put the marijuana cigarette back in the bowl.
Very good.
Up high.
Enjoy.
Where the kids can't get it.
Happy 420, everyone.
How about the national anthem of the weed smoker?
Very
Buzz,
good.
Here's one for ye. Please rise.
Bud, herb, tree, green, Mary Jane, cannabis, grass, pot, dank, chronic joint, dope, chiba, sticky, icky, sensimilla, hashish, ganja, twig, torch, reefer seeds, root, earth, roach, rasta stick, sweet Lucy, swazi stem, spliff, and skunk weed.
I like spliff.
Fatty puff, Texas tea, Maui, Wowie, and leaf, humbled hop, scash homegrown, righteous bush, smoke a bowl, Buzz Doobie, Panama Red, one hitter or bong instead.
Big finish.
Hydroponic THC, getting high on 420.
Oh. There you go.
Play ball.
Bravo.
Thank you. We'll play that song again in about 12 months.
Bravo.
And while we're on the topic, have you ever seen on the YouTube, there's a couple of cute girls. They call themselves Garfunkel and Oates.
I have not.
And they do great records, not parody records, just original songs. Here's a highlight from one of their favorites. I call it Weed Card. These are the reasons you can present to your doctor in California to get medical marijuana
so
prescribed. It's tricky, Mike. There's not many things that'll get you that legal marijuana.
This is informative. I
so
like this.
Here are Garfunkel and Oates and their hit
public
record,
service.
Weed Card.
You can get your card for having headaches, bad dreams, or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin, either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true, there's nothing pot can't do. Weed Card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
It's good here.
Break it down now. Got back pain, need Mary Jane. hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 420 time. Weak heart, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Well done.
Have you ever seen RJ enjoy the audio vault quite so much?
Yes, another one over here.
Yeah, he is.
Another one of these slow-moving slackers.
Have you seen the viral video of the girl that does animal impressions?
Yes, I have.
Okay, would you like to hear some of that, or would you like something else?
I would like Trump versus Stephanopoulos.
Okay, this is good. This was on Good Morning America yesterday.
Because tomorrow we're going to talk about Donald Trump, because I got an article off of CNN that's saying what a lot of people are saying, myself included. Mm-hmm. Is he doing this as one big giant scam? And that's what I think it
is. I'd like to talk about that tomorrow. Here he is yesterday. Good Morning America said he may have pushed his luck too much. Mm-hmm. One of his main issues is saying that Obama needs to show
his birth certificate. Right.
So here is a part one, Trump versus George Stephanopoulos.
You said that you sent investigators to Hawaii, and you said, quote, they cannot believe what they're finding.
We're
what have
see
they found?
What happens,
what
George?
Have they found?
Well, that's none of your business right now. We're going to see what happens.
Have they found anything?
We're going to see what happens.
What have they done?
We are going to see what happens.
When?
Such a
George. Dick. Next question, George.
Okay, this is the Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. This man has never, ever really been put under this kind of public
never had to answer.
Scrutiny.
Right.
He can't handle it.
No, mm-hmm. He's always been the guy that gives what he wants to give in his forum.
And, which is this bloviating, bloated, inflated opinion of himself.
I'm better than everything. Everything I touch is better than everything I don't touch.
This is it. It's fantastic. And of course, this is great because I did it. And this is it. You pursue him. And you have to be able to handle this kind of questioning.
I got the impression.
If you're going to be a candidate for dog catcher, you have to handle
I got the impression watching him that when he started saying you wouldn't believe the stuff that they found, he was hoping they'd find something.
Right.
And now he's starting to realize that they found nothing.
It's right. Weak,
and he's tap dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's more about the birth certificate on Good Morning America yesterday.
There's a real question about the birth certificate. There's a real question about his own
but
citizenship.
Sir, there is no question. He's got a certificate of live birth that is recognized by the State
Department.
I know
exactly what you're getting at.
The facts.
And for some reason, no, they're not the facts. He doesn't have a birth certificate, or he hasn't provided. He's given a certificate of live birth. It's a much different
certificate
instrument.
Certificate of live birth meets the standard of the
Not
State Department
the same.
For anyone's citizenship.
George.
There were contemporaneous reports in two
George,
Hawaiian
they have co-opted you.
Given his, no, those are the facts,
George,
sir.
They've co-opted
okay.
you. Say.
It's He's such a carny.
He is.
He immediately goes to the big bloviating speech again.
But you know what? He's a great carny. But he is a carny, simply that.
Yeah,
so there's
he's a carny.
That.
Agreed.
Now, I got time for one more?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Okay, I want to do this. This is, I lost my place. Here, give me one more.
Trump versus Stephanopoulos,
protecting
Saudi Arabia.
Then I'll play you that and then one more because I have a closer as well. Here's from Good Morning America yesterday.
We don't have anybody in Washington that calls OPEC and says, fellas, it's time. It's over. You're not going to do it anymore.
So what would you do to back up that threat?
It's so easy. It's all about the messenger. They wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for us. We protect Saudi Arabia. We have soldiers over there that they don't pay us for, by the way. We have soldiers all over the Middle East protecting these countries. It
so
may
you would
fall
threaten to
anyway.
Take away that protection?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You think they're our friends? They're not our friends.
He's got it all solved. Mike's got it all figured out.
It started to get, you know.
He's great.
For those people that might say, hey, he's good with his money, you know, I don't know.
He's been broke as many times as he's been rich.
That's true.
Anyway.
That's true.
It's just a... be careful with these interviews, Mr. Trump, because, the emperor has no
And
clothes.
You know what? Going up against George Stephanopoulos, that's not exactly the microscope.
No.
He's not the hardest-hitting
guy.
No, but
Stephanopoulos ain't no dummy either.
No, but it's not the big guns yet.
But it seems
like to
me,
see him go up against Brian Williams.
You know, when you're a wonk and you come from that side of things, and Stephanopoulos came from that side.
Yeah, he does.
He came from the policy side of things, so you got to be careful. All right, got to wrap it up, Rob.
Okay, close with this one. This is another big-time television station. KENS doing reports on the wildfires. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is a lesson in television. Get permission before you go on someone's land.
This is Texas.
Okay, this is live television in Texas.
You can see where the fire just kind of burned all the way across the property there. There were a couple of other fires, certainly one in the 1800 block of Zion Hill that they had to deal with. 5 acres burned there. And then there was one in the
Mountain Man coming up on him.
300 block of Mason. There were 10 acres there. Firefighters say that the...
You're on private property.
Okay. The wonders of live TV. The winds worked in favor of them, and in some spots, they also hindered them. But he talked about how they helped.
And that gives me just the thought, pause for thought, if I ever goosey a live television that I don't want to be there, leave. I'd love to just go up and just say, F. This is private property.
Leave.
Well handled, I think. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
We'll be back with Buzz and News right after this. RJ, getting into this tune? You liking this? You just jam into this show.
Whatever you do, don't pull the microphone over.
You look good with a red hat. You really do.
Well, it's my Nationals hat.
What? What was that? You know, you really don't need to get that close to it. It actually works yourself quite nicely from right back here.
It's dropping.
Okay, thank you. Well, my so God, glad that we stopped
member,
the show.
He's a member of the Red Hat Club.
So glad we
Him
stopped
and his
the show
lady
for you. It's time for news. Jesus. Bring a professional in here. Buzz Burbank, save the day, please.
I'll try, Mike. Right. This report brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Flowers are not your only Mother's Day option. You can find gifts of all kinds at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Just announced, yes? Amazon with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
A 30-year contract. Isn't that right, Mark? Isn't that right? 30-year, that's a 30-year contract we got for Amazon.
That's great. We can all buy our caskets from Amazon.
Let's congratulate Mr. Mark Ronick on a 30-year contract for Amazon. Deal. Way to go.
I hate to be Maya on the ride home.
And Mike, you didn't mention the best part.
What's that?
30 years with an option.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. I will be an elderly broadcaster.
Oh, that's right.
We'll be dead.
Contract. Yes, that's
already
right.
Already are, Mike.
Thank you. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
With the economy slowly getting stronger, companies are starting to hire again. Unemployment's down in 2/3 of the country, and not just because McDonald's started hiring 50,000 new workers yesterday. The Labor Department says unemployment dropped in 34 of our 50 states last month. It got no worse in 9 other states in the District of Columbia. The unemployment rate fell to 8.8% last month. That's the lowest it's been in 2 years. Nearly a 500,000 jobs opened up in February and March combined. The Midwest is leading in the jobs recovery. A new set of rights for airline passengers goes into effect today, requiring airlines to spell out all those hidden charges, including taxes and airport fees.
T-A-X-E-S.
Now, does this mean when I go to a Travelocity and I click on the rate, they can't? They have to show me what the full rate is going to be right there, and it doesn't go like the third or the fourth page where they sneak it in there.
The law specifically refers to airline websites. How this will be reflected on sites like Travelocity, I don't know yet. I suspect that these extra charges will now be folded into the price that you see on the Travelocity website.
That's
what I suspect.
Okay.
Every time we get an airline bill of rights, doesn't everything get better, Mike?
Every time we get an airline bill of rights, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
Airlines will now have to refund your baggage handling fee if they lose your luggage, and they'll have to pay you nearly twice as much for getting bumped off a flight. I know, that seems like a no-brainer, right? It wasn't guaranteed until now.
It was not guaranteed.
That's stupid.
I know it is. Mm-hmm. The new rules require airlines to stay in the air. The new rules also limit the amount of time you can spend stuck on the tarmac down to 3 hours for domestic flights, 4 for international flights.
You know, if it's over an hour, yes, I'm stabbing somebody.
Tarmac.
Agreed. Now, it wasn't a big screw-up, but there was another high-profile and badly timed error by an air traffic controller yesterday. This time, it involved a White House plane carrying the First Lady and the wife of the Vice President. The controller at Andrews Air Base let that plane get too close to a military cargo plane just ahead of it in the landing pattern. The First Lady's plane was forced to pull out of its landing and go around, a common maneuver in air travel, but less common for a plane carrying the wife of the President.
Does this even make the news if we haven't had all this stuff with the air traffic controllers?
No, but it's, again, and I think as I said about the air traffic controller watching a movie during his shift, this is not a good time to get caught screwing up.
Right.
This is bad for all air traffic controllers. In this case, the plane, the White House plane, had to make a number of S-curves as it approached the airport to try to get a greater distance between itself and the plane in front of it. And even that wasn't enough. That's how far off this air controller was. And then the White House plane had to circle around
Many
again.
Times this isn't reported. The last time it happened to Lady Bird Johnson, they bought it off with free drink coupons.
Yes. Thank you. Rob Spivak. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spivak.
That was a relevant joke.
Thank you.
My friends, the crickets.
Texas crickets.
I didn't know what else to play.
Under pressure from Americans who'd accused it of torture, the Pentagon is moving its WikiLeaks suspect from solitary confinement at Quantico, Virginia, to the military penitentiary at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
That's a nasty place. I read a book about it.
Now, this is the military prison, which I've not been through. I have been through the federal penitentiary at Fort Leavenworth.
Been through.
Yeah. Pretty evil place,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, not a pretty place at all.
I mean, really, as far as federal joints go, as federal pens go, this place is really, really evil. Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
This guy is going from solitary to Gen Pop. Mm-hmm. Army Private Bradley Manning, who supplied sensitive documents to WikiLeaks, will now be in medium security, where he will mingle, or not, with the prison's general population. When flying animals attack, a couple in Texas has been killed by a swarm of bees at their ranch in the southern part of the state.
Rob, you could at least pretend.
Pretend to be
like
sad.
You're not, pretend
what you
like
saw
it.
Was a look of abject horror. Could you, right. Mike, seriously, everyone, a moment. Yes. Can you imagine?
That's horrible. Yeah,
that's a horrible way to go.
They're eating.
He immediately chuckles.
Mike, they were eating their flesh.
I know.
The couple.
They're ripping their flesh off.
Now there's Buzz not laughing.
The couple, both in their 90s, now you've started this.
Wow.
They couldn't get away.
They were cleaning out.
Are you sure it was the bees or did their lifestyle just catch up with them?
It could have been a combination of things, actually.
God.
They were cleaning out.
You're going to go to hell for those.
We're all going.
That's, see you there.
And the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
They were in their 90s?
Yes, they were. And they were cleaning out a cottage on their property when the attack went down. Each victim was stung more than 300 times.
Oh, my God.
Sheriff's deputies could not get to them for over 20 minutes because the sheriff's department had no protective bee suits.
Well, I mean, I guess sheriffs wouldn't. I mean, right. You know,
it's not something they would keep handy.
Now, just keep in mind, to be clear, they're not dressing as bees.
Right.
They're actually like a beekeeper's outfit.
It's a bee preventative,
right.
Not a bee suit.
Right.
No, not the John Belushi.
Right. This is the image I had in my head. And why would a sheriff have that?
With a sheriff's belt.
Guns.
And in Florida. Florida, folks along Hallandale Beach have been diving for cover from real-life angry birds. The attacks are happening in the parking lot of a bank, usually when the bank's closing and foot traffic is at its peak. Experts say these grackles and mockingbirds are protecting their nests. Quoting a woman.
Bird.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Quoting a woman who got pecked in the head, I didn't even know what to do.
Wow.
And finally, please pay attention to your driving.
Angry
birds. There they are from Florida.
You should have seen my fingers dancing over the iPhone to get to that.
Way to pull it, Rob. You pulled it before he went to his next story.
Almost.
Finally, please pay attention to your driving instead of A, bunnies, B, your cell phone, or C, touching yourself. The Cincinnati woman who was busted last year for driving while using a vibrator as her passenger held a DVD player showing porn. She was in court yesterday pleading guilty to drug charges. There was also a broken crack pipe in her purse at the time.
Watch out.
And in Portland, Oregon yesterday, as police were investigating a separate crime scene, a stolen car busted through the yellow tape. Inside that car, police found an intoxicated man with an open porn magazine and an open zipper.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Guilty. Thank you very much, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. Our show today was brought to you by Pro Flowers. Your mom likes the thoughtful you the best. This Mother's Day, show her you're not a total screw-up. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers for just $19.99. You get a beautiful arrangement along with a free glass vase or other specials. Help yourself and help the show by clicking the Pro Flowers ad on the website. I would assume you could send Pro Flowers for the Easter holiday.
Absolutely.
As well.
It's not too late.
Send
a lily, Mike.
Send a lily.
Lily.
That's it. We got to get out of here. For Buzz Burbank, Rob Spivak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Thank you to Maya and thank you to Julia.
Yeah, my girl.
Good job, ladies. Enjoy your spring break. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And, don't forget, I hate to keep doing this. Tomorrow, our bonus hour, all phone calls, you can get on the line to call us. Here's the phone number, 877-806-2482 or 718-506-1625. 12:30 Eastern time, right. We will start the taping of that show. So get ready to call us. Even if you're not watching us on YouTube, you can, I'm sorry, on Ustream, you can call us and participate in our bonus show tomorrow. And whenever I do this at the end of the show, I completely and utterly run out of gas.
I think you're doing fine.
Bonus cigar tomorrow. Catapult goodbye.
Rotisserie.
Bees.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.